It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. And coming up, we'll meet a guy who finds poetry behind the wheel of a snowplow. But first... time for comments from our listeners. Stephen Chalmers, who hears us on WQCS in Fort Pierce, Florida, spoke for many listeners when he left this message on our comment line.
I just wanted to thank you all for giving us the ivory-billed woodpecker stories. Certainly appreciated being able to hear the tapes from the 30s that Tanner left for us. Thank you very much. Bye.
From Pasadena, California, KPCC listener Terry Lilly wrote to say the ivory-billed woodpecker stories riveted him to his car radio in the supermarket parking lot. The transfixing call of the ivory-bill brought tears down my cheek, he wrote. What a gift that recording is. The drivers on either side of me were not leaving their cars. I could see that they were visibly moved, but by what? Later, I saw both drivers in the checkout line, and I softly said two words to them, Ivory Bill. And they replied in unison, How did you know? David Greenberg hears us on WNPR in Stamford, Connecticut. He had an idea to pass on to John Fitzpatrick, the ornithologist from Cornell, who described recording 6,000 hours of possible ivory-billed woodpecker habitat. You joke that the listening task would fall upon some poor grad student, he writes. The professor mentioned a computer program designed to locate the areas on the recording that deserve closer scrutiny, and implied that only those clips will be listened to by human ears and the brain in between them. I have an idea. Why not solicit interested listeners or bird watchers to take on some number of hours? I could imagine a website from which interested parties could simply grab chunks of time to download as they go, logging which time frames they've completed. I'd be happy to take on a share or two. To make us happy, you can call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988 or write to us at 8 Story Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. Our email address is letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org.